Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is here. Now, Kim, it's a new year. Let's start right in with crop prices.
Well, the year's starting out really good. You go back to early December to today, we've had anywhere from a 16 to a 20% increase in prices. So you look at wheat, early December, $5 a bushel. They're up to about $5.80 now. Forward contract in early December, $5.25. $5.95 right now. Corn went from $4 to $4.80. Forward contract from, that's for the 21 crop, for from $3.95 to $4.25. Milo went from $5.60 to $6.45. What a premium for Milo. Forward contract for Milo is not as good. $4.40 in December. It's up to $4.70 now. Soybeans went from 11.10. Remember, you go back a couple of months, we had below $8 beans. 11.10 in early December, $13.25 now. Forward contract was 9.70 in December, 10.85 now. Relatively good price there. Cotton prices went on the futures from 72 cents up to around 80 cents.
This is definitely good news, and we will take it. Let's look at why these prices are increasing, starting with wheat.
Well, on all the crops, we've had the value of the dollar decline about 5%. And so for wheat, that's effectively taking 40 cents off the price of wheat on the export market, or increasing our producer's price by about 40 cents. Also in Russia, Putin declared a war on food prices. And to do that, he put about an 80 to 82 cent export tax on wheat. That effectively put about 40 cents on our wheat prices. And then we've had some problems in Argentina, both politically with the exports and with the weather down in there. But demand has been phenomenal. Our ending stocks in the world for all wheats, 11.6 billion bushel record, but for the bread flour wheat in the United States, 862 million bushels for all wheat. That's, for the last 4 years, it's been over a billion bushels. So U.S. wheat, ending stocks going down, but if you look at hard red winter wheat, 348 million bushels, 506 last year, average 528, tight flour milling wheat in the United States and around the world.
Let's talk about corn and sorghum, why the increase there.
Well, again, you've got the demand, and part of the demand for the U.S. product is that lower dollar. However, if you look at Brazil, Argentina, and Ukraine, they export 51% of the world's corn exports, and their production is down now. Brazil's got a record crop. However, they've got some problems with their second crop, so we'll see if they make that. The United States is exporting 36%, but again, good demand. Record world corn production. Now, that spells lower prices, but the demand has been phenomenal. You look at the production, 45 billion in the world, United States 14.5, that's below or right near the average, 5-year average for the production. Brazil, a record crop. Argentina and Ukraine, right near average production. But with the strong demand, your ending stocks are declining. The world, 11.4 billion bushels, 12.8 average. United States, 1.7 billion bushels, 2.1 billion bushel average. Like I said, Argentina, Brazil, Ukraine, all below average on ending stocks. And then you've got that 5% decline in the dollar. That's good. And we've had the funds adding long positions or buying corn almost to record amounts.
You mentioned the $2.15 jump with soybeans.
Yeah.
How high do you think they'll go?
Oh, that's what's on the analyst's mind right now. They're speculating, you know, I've seen $16, $17. Who knows how high it goes? But now, Brazil alone exports 51% of all soybeans in the United States, 36%. So Brazil's in the driver's seat. Now, they've got weather problems down there. They may have some problems with the production of that. I think that's impacting price. Plus, we know Brazil sold all their soybeans from their first harvest, and they had to come to the United States and buy a cargo. Strong demand out there. You look at ending stocks for soybeans, 3.1 billion around the world. 4.1 billion in 18. United States, 175 million bushels. 1.2 billion bushel ending stocks in the United States 2 years ago. Below average ending stocks in the other countries. China, the weather, that's pulling soybean prices, and who knows how high it's going to go. But when it gets to the top, remember, it can go down relatively fast.
Last but not least, we want to hear about cotton.
Cotton production's been down. Prices, again, you go back a couple months ago, you were at 55 cent cotton, up near 80 now on the futures market. Cotton production around the world, lower, below average. Well, it's above average, but it's lower than it has been the last couple years. And cotton ending stocks are increasing.
Lots of good news. Appreciate the great analysis, Kim. Thank you.